Welcome. Today's the second part of the special episode. We're talking about intersectionality and beginnings of ambitious women at UT. If you don't know about one of the topics, you're not going to want to miss this. This is the Gen Z in STEM podcast. I'm your host, Myadrin, and I hope you're as excited as I am. Let's get to it. It's a fun conversation where we'll be joined by...
Lucia Canora Flores, and I come from Spain, and I've been studying psychology for 3 years, so I'm graduating this year. I've been on board of Ambitious Women since 2 years ago, since in September 2022.
My name is Erica, I'm from Finland, and I'm doing my third year of industrial engineering and management here.
I'm Nikki, and I'm from the Netherlands, and I also study industrial engineering, and I'm also a third year.
Okay, so now I want to go to like the origins of Ambitious Women, because Ambitious Women at UT is an association that does a lot on all these themes, and I heard the story behind it is actually like quite cool and how it started. So can you maybe tell us how Ambitious Women at UT like started and why it was created?
Yeah, so it started on November 2019, and the main founder was Heiji Jun, and the co-founders were Zeynep and Esma as well. And it started from a need, from an individual need that of talking and being around women more. Mm-hmm. And then the founder felt that she was not alone in the way of like, it was her need, but not only her need. It was like thousands of other needs in the university, and that's why it became a change where, like, I think it started in a friend group. So like this same Zeynep and Esmat, they're old friends, and they started meeting up and saying, okay, like, this is a problem because I'm the only woman in my program, like, are we the only ones? And then they did a pilot event to check like how other women feel here, and that's how we got here, because that event they found that they were not the only ones, and that it's a problem that it was happening to everyone. And yeah, it started as a need, and then it just created more as an association. And I guess when it started to get bigger and bigger and bigger, they decided to make it official. And I think we were recognized by the student union in 2021.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And what do you think is like the value of such association? Because we are on in a university that has way more in general throughout all the courses, more male than female. So what do you think is the importance of having such an like association in the uni?
I think, like, as I said at the beginning, it was mainly for support, because of course, if you're the only one, or like you're one of the only women in your study, seeing other women like achieve so much definitely encourages you and inspires you to do better. Or like, for example, in one of the our events, we talked about like how a lot of project groups are super unbalanced, not only in the ratio of like more men to women, but in psychology there's sometimes only one man in the project group, and then there's some things like how can the person feel it then. So once you start talking about these things, you realize that you're not alone. So I feel like that sense of community is really strong in the association. And I think also another reason why it's important and why it should be there, it's because of awareness. Because I feel like lately we've also tried to give a lot of focus to the topic of like, not only that we are there to get together, but also why we are together. And like, that we are like a privileged country, and that we have a lot of privileges, but that doesn't mean that everything is like achieved. So it doesn't mean that everything is done and we don't have to do anything else. And I think awareness also of like this women to men ratio that a lot of people are not conscious of, and awareness of that women are not, for example, in the same cluster, because a lot of moments it's like, oh, feminism, like women and men, and it's like, okay, but like what about all the genders, what about gay women, what about black women? It's like, we try to visualize all these different topics that surround feminism.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And that really brings back also to like the topic of inclusion, like inclusion in our communities and daily life. So as a club, Ambitious Women at UT, you like promote a lot of things. You're a place for community. But I want to ask you guys, so how and why did you become interested in being the board of Ambitious Women at UT?
I think I first became interested in feminism and women's rights by some of my family members. And then I read a book by Caroline Criado Perez. It was called Invisible Women, and it shows like in different ways how the world is designed for men, and in a lot of examples, and it was really powerful, and like it made me think a lot. So that's why I think originally became interested in these topics. And then I got to know this association through some of my friends who are also now on the board with me. And I think, then I just was really liked the association and wanted to become board. And then I think another reason is, I'm also studying engineering, which is still more male dominated. So I think it's just important to women, for women to also have a voice. And yeah, the field has been mostly like developed by more men. So I think women can bring in some different perspectives, and it's still important to make improvements of that. And I don't think it's necessarily a problem that men have developed it more, but just to have this other viewpoint also in the development is really important. And yeah, I don't think I've necessarily myself have had any big problems studying in a more male dominated field, which is great and shows some progress. But yeah, I still think it's important, and yeah, I think the progression has happened through some feminist movements and things like that, and there's always like a lot more to progress on, so I think that's why I'm here.
Okay, yeah, my story is a bit different, I guess. So unfortunately I did experience some discrimination for the fact of me being female and also being disabled on top of that. So when I heard about this organization, I was like, yeah, they are actually trying to make a change and trying to get our voices heard. And I was like, yeah, I want to be involved in that. And I remember last year, I met Erica already from my study program, and she said they were looking for new board members. And I was like, okay, I want to do this. I want to help and change some stuff and throw it around and make it a bit messy here and, you know, cause a bit of trouble and make our voices heard. So, yeah.
Okay, so I found it because I was part of the debate society. I just went to some like debating sessions, mm-hmm. and then they had a collab with Ambitious Women about like debates on like feminist issues and stuff. And then I was like, huh, like I could, you know, like because I've always been an activist on topics like this. Like mm-hmm. in high school, I was also kind of part of like a activist assembly of like different topics of this. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't know that UT had this, because I guess one of the things that we have improved from the association is the visibility. So now it's like more visible than before. So I didn't hear of Ambitious Women before. So then in the debate session, I was like, this could be something for me. And then I think like I talked to the board and I joined like almost immediately. It was May 2022. And then during the like June or something, or like, no, actually, because before we had like study sessions, mm-hmm. and then in the study session, I was telling about why I joined the association and what I like to do in the association. Mm-hmm. And then one of the girls was like, oh, would you like to be a board member? And I was like, maybe I would. So I, took some weeks to think about it, and then I applied for it. And then I'm here. So.
Okay. And on a personal level, I'm curious to, like, what has the association brought to you? And especially maybe being in the board, what have you maybe learned or what do you like about it?
Okay, so being in the board definitely has helped me to, like, improve my organizational skills. And also discover that I'm not so bad as a leader. Mm-hmm.
Leader, yeah.
Yeah, because, during the first year, I was the chair.
Okay.
So, I was, like, I realized that I was not so bad at leading people in the meetings or in general, and like representing the associations. And then I left for Erasmus, so we had to change topics and stuff, mm-hmm. or change positions.
Yeah.
So it was a bit annoying, but mm-hmm. I realized that I was pretty good at like following or like making people follow something that I am excited about.
Yeah.
And the association, I don't know, I guess what I talked about in of like realizing that we still have a lot to achieve,
mm-hmm.
even though we have achieved so much, but it's still not completely done. And sometimes, like, because I'm a privileged white woman, I'm like, oh, but I don't see so many problems. But then being in an association like mm-hmm. this just makes me realize how there are a lot of problems indeed, and how, like, this frustration that I get from stories I hear or circumstances I mm-hmm. I have, like, make me want to go further, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's great because, like, moments like on campus and boards and moments like this, it's like when we can really, like, learn and try new things and not be scared to, like, maybe even go out of our comfort zones and find new skills. So
yeah.
I'm glad that you learned how good of a leader you are.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
I think I've learned a lot in general, like, off these topics, like just basic information and just some books I've also read due to, like, from hearing from other people from the association, which has been really nice, and meeting people who are, like, have the similar thoughts and stuff. I think what I've gotten the most out is, and which I really like, is that, like, just hearing other people's experiences and why they are doing this, and, like, some collaborations with other similar associations. I think that's been, like, my biggest takeaway from being on the board.
I fully agree. I also wanted to say that just realizing that, you know, other people struggle the same way that you do, and they have the same or similar experiences, that you can get, like, a lot of recognition from that, and that just, yeah, it's a good thing to have recognition, but it also shows, like, okay, these are things that are structurally wrong, maybe, mm-hmm. and that also, I don't know, gives me a lot of, like, power and will to actually make a change and to actually, okay, like, do we need to tackle this? So
yeah,
it actually inspires me a lot. Also, our members inspire me a lot, and also the people from Amnesty that we're doing this together with, they inspire me so much. I'm like, I'm really grateful to be in this position and to meet all these people and have, like, hear their experiences and their stories. It's really beautiful, actually.
Yeah, I really agree. It's, like, nice to see that what you're putting your time is actually for something that's really important to you, mm-hmm. but also for, like, the whole community or the world in a smaller picture, of course, mm-hmm. from the association, but yeah. still.
And we get so much recognition for it. A lot of members really feel safe in our community, and yeah, that also means a lot to me personally, and to our board, of course, and I think that's also really beautiful to see.
See, you mentioned a bit about, like, the different topics that you do end up, like, talking in Ambitious Women at UT, and how it kind of relates to feminism, but then I'm curious, what does feminism mean to you?
I think it's being able to have a choice, so it's like to allow women to be able to make the choice they want. And it's, if that means that they have to try to achieve the same level of men, then that's it. So I guess it's more like equality of genders for me. It's everything, just having the same opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also a lot very focused on equity in the way of, like, using the same opportunities in a different way for everyone, you know? So it's like, if we all want to get to the same place, but maybe we have different needs,
mm-hmm.
then we can get those needs, assuming or, like, accepting that we're different, but that we want to be equal.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely that. Everyone has, like, different needs. So there's different way of getting those needs met.
Yeah. Yeah. And especially, I did a course or like some courses of gender studies in Norway back in my Erasmus last semester. And my concept of feminism definitely changed because, what I said before about, like, complement or, like, contemplating other needs and discriminations of women or on other, like, spaces for them, I've never thought of that during my association, you know, and mm-hmm. being able to recognize that there's women that not only suffer from one discrimination, which is like sexism, but also more. Mm-hmm. So I think that also brings into feminism that it's not only women and that not all women are the same, mm-hmm. but it's about how every woman is different mm-hmm. and how every woman needs something different to achieve their goal.
It just really simply means equality. But I do understand there's a lot of definitions or people see it a bit differently. And I think it's really interesting because sometimes I've talked about it with some friends. And for example, this one conversation I had with a friend and he said that he's not a feminist. And I asked why or how do you view it? And he said, well, I do believe in women's rights or everyone to have equal rights, but I'm just not active about it or I'm not actively working on it. So I don't see myself as a feminist. So that's, of course, a valid definition. But in my definition, he would also be a feminist because he just believes in the equal rights. So I think the definitions definitely differ per person. But for me, it's just pretty simple equality.
Yeah, unfortunately today I feel like, and well, a few years back, of course, there was this very negative stigma on feminism. You know, if people would hear the word feminism, they would imagine, I don't know, a lot of screaming and angry people, which is totally not what it means and totally not what we're trying to do here. For me, it also means equality in every sense of the word. And like a very striking example is that, for example, as a female in any field, I feel like you have to do twice as much or 10 times as much to get recognition or equal payment or whatever you deserve compared to males. So, yeah, for me, that's feminism, just also like the equality. And I think that's also kind of what we try to do this week, to have that meaning of feminism out there and not the negative stigmas and everything, but really trying to, you know, support and show equality. That's our goal.
Yeah, and I also think, like, really agree with some of your points of, like, the negative stigma. Like, I think some still view it as that not all feminists necessarily, but that some people want less rights for men, and I don't think that's the case. Like, it's at least for us, like, definitely just equality, have men and women equal, not to have men any less, of course.
Yeah, and definitely add on that, like, I don't know if it's in the name, I know friends, at least, because it's called feminism and not, like, men, or something else, yeah. That, like, there's the problem, but I definitely agree, like, especially as it has evolved from just, like, you know, women being able to vote to now, like, you know, equal rights and, like, equal rights between everyone. Yeah. I guess that's what feminism would be.
Yeah.
So then another question is, do you have any role models related to feminism and human rights?
For me, I don't really have like a public figure or something, but it's just like my mom and my older sister. Like, I think because of them, I started thinking about these topics, and yeah, I've learned a lot from them, and I think they are pretty like aware and educated on these topics. So then I also like heard about it and became interested, and yeah, my mom also did a technical study, so I think, yeah, I think I would say they would be my role models on this topic.
Oh yeah, for me, I have quite a lot actually. So my first and biggest role model is also my mom, who also studied something technical, and who is a single mom, so she raised two kids all by herself while studying a technical thing, so I think that's just super badass, and that's crazy. And then also my grandma, who, well, unfortunately passed, but, like, looking at her journey and what she achieved and, like, the amount of time she gotten ill, like, very seriously and just continued and pulled through and everything, like, that's crazy and that's insane. And then I do have two public figures that I really look up to. So the first one is Katherine Johnson. I don't know if you guys know her. She was one of the first black female engineers at NASA, at the space organization. So I think that's badass, you know, just going there and showing that you're the best in your field in mathematics and just putting that rocket in the air. I think that's crazy. And my other public figure is Taylor Swift, She is widely known. Yeah, I'm obsessed with her. She does so, like, everyone kind of hates her and thinks she's a brat, but she does so much regarding to women's rights within music. Like, for example, now she's re-recording her old songs because she wants to own them, and she doesn't want, you know, other people or males to own them, and not necessarily males, but just, you know, she wants to own her own stuff. And I think that's very, very powerful. And I think she changed a lot for female artists in the music world. And I think that's something that should be celebrated. And that's crazy that one person could bring all this change and stuff. Like, I think, yeah, that's something that I really look up to. Yeah.
Okay. You know, I would agree, like, myself, like, it's not like one role model. It's just like all the people around me I constantly see. Like, yes, my mom's a role model, but also like, just like people in the field and, like, for instance, like mentors who are like going out there and just like really like killing it and doing what they do with like passion every day. Like, that's inspiring to me. But yeah
and just to see that one person could bring so much change and like, do so much, like, that's crazy. They do something that you couldn't even imagine, or, you know, and then they just do it, like, and make it look easy at the same time. Mm-hmm. so
actually both of them. So, like, I was thinking about this question, and I think to human rights, definitely someone that has been with me since like the start of feminism, literally, like, since it happened, is Malala Yousafzai. It's definitely like an inspiration for me, just like, literally, when I started with like being interested in feminism and stuff, I just, my vision was an education for women and girls, and everyone should have the right for an education, because I feel like it's so important, like, so important for the world and for ourselves. So definitely Malala. And then also Florence Given. I don't know if you know her. It's like a pretty modern illustrator and writer. Mm-hmm. We actually had like a small book club in collaboration with Amnesty last summer, and I read this book called Women Don't Owe You Pretty, and it just changed, like, changed everything I knew. Like, it literally unstructured everything I thought of. Like, it just, it gave so many like societal thoughts to mind, or like internalized societal like thoughts or stereotypes or things. Like, I don't know, he talked about marriage, for example, and how idealized we have it since we are like four or something, you know. And it's just like stuff like that I don't know. And also she posts a lot of positive videos or like positive things on Instagram, on social medias, which are like, I don't know, like she's fine with like being hairy, you know. And I think that's kind of a role model for me as well, because sometimes I feel like, oh, it's embarrassing, but at the same time, when I see these women, I'm like, shouldn't be embarrassed, you know. So I think it's nice to have that balance of, yeah. I also felt like consuming those type of algorithm or those type of media has definitely helped me more than just watching like other type of videos and stuff.
Yeah, so. Yeah, no, and I love that you mentioned that, because I feel like also our idea and like society has been very much impacted by media, like in the last like decades and stuff like that. And even like something such as like, oh, having body hair or not, has been impacted by what we see in media. So definitely extremely relevant.
Yeah. So you should follow her.
yeah, definitely. Okay. So then last question is, how do you envision, I guess, the future of like feminism and women's rights? And like, what developments and advancements do you want to see change in society?
I'm coming back again to intersectionality, because I think it's a concept that like not a lot of people know about. I just feel like when we talk about minorities, it's not only about women, like we tend to cluster them in like, okay, immigrants or women. It's, and not all women need the same, and I think we should be aware of that, and also be aware of the privilege we have right now and how we can use it. So it's not like, oh, nice, we have privileges. It's like, okay, we have privileges. How can we help people that are not so privileged, even in this like privileged country?
Yeah.
So basically taking those things into account, and mostly I want for like future generations to use, like, I mean, I hope, to be honest, I hope that like future generations don't have to do anything about this, because
yeah,
then it means that we are almost done,
yeah,
with our progress.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely like use the frustration that these topics cause, and this like this association and cognitive like frustration and anger, mm-hmm, to do something good. So it's like when you feel angry about this, do something about it. Like use the anger to make something better. And if you're, mm-hmm, also, I feel like a lot of people are scared of the change that feminism entails.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a good fear. So I think like it's a good type of change.
Mm-hmm.
So I think like even if people are scared of what feminism can entail and like how we can get to the same level, I think it should go further. But I hope that in 50 years from now, we don't really have to be fighting for anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to, yeah, accept how we are and each other mostly. I think, mm-hmm, that's very important.
So you'd like to see more people channeling in this like anger, frustrations into like positive action.
Yeah, definitely. And productive, like use the emotions to do something productive in a way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's quite a lot I could say about this. But maybe some examples are, first of all, like some advancements, hopefully on the medical field, because now I think a lot less resources and funding has been allocated to women's health. And yeah, currently many treatments and medications are tested more or mostly on men's bodies, so that can make it more like the effect more efficient on them, which I would hope to see improvements. I think another thing is just female dominated fields currently tend to pay less than compared to male dominated ones. And yeah, I think for example some early education for children, like comparing like the preschool to kindergarten or elementary school, where there is starting to be like more men also in those jobs. And yeah, maybe also some general changes of attitudes, for example in relationships, is still that women are often doing several hours more of this unpaid labor per week, and it can add up to really a big amount of work, for example some work around the house or taking care of the children. And yeah, women also often stay home longer when you have children, and that can really like hinder your career a bit. So I think seeing some changes from attitudes and also structural changes would be really great. And yeah, I think like these structural changes will take like decades to solve, but I think we can all like do a little bit of something in our lives or associations like this to like be a small part of the change. And just, I don't know, I hope people still realize, even though there is a lot of progress, that there's still a lot more work to do, and that even more people will become interested on the topic and work on it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I also agree, and I think it will take decades and a lot of time and effort and energy to, you know, make everything fully equal. But I do not think we should give up on that, and I definitely think it's possible. And also one of the small changes, for example, that we you know, made this year is that we had a bake sale in the beginning of the year, and we supported women in Africa, and especially trying to raise money for them to have them to provide tampons and like
some period products. Exactly.
So basically what we tried to do is to make those products and period products and tampons and all of that accessible to women in that country, because unfortunately they just skip school sometimes, or they skip birthday parties or whatever, or they don't go out the house because of that reason, and that's really sad. So what I'm trying to say with that story is that also, you know, in the Netherlands it seems okay. We do have some small issues going on, like for example the payment gap, but in other countries, like, this issue is a lot bigger than what we think. So also, like, globally, like, a lot needs to happen, and there's a lot that we can do, like for example the bake sale that we organized. Yeah, and that's just a small step, and like a lot of more time and energy is needed for that, but I think if we all try to, it's definitely possible to achieve.
Yeah, and I think like another thing is it really starts from when you're really young. Like, there's been a lot of conversation about this already, but little girls are often told different things than little boys, like, oh, you're so beautiful. And for the guys, it's for the boys, it's often like, oh, you're so strong or something, which, yeah, I think it already starts from when you're small and how the children are raised, that you need to start putting effort on the, yeah, just equal treatment in many ways. And yeah, there's of course been a lot of progress on this already, but yeah, I think the more the awareness is spread, the better, of course.
And you both say like really relevant like topics, but I just want to build upon quickly what you said before on like career paths. Like, I think it is super important, like, for instance, as we advocate, like, oh, yeah, more women in STEM, we need more women in STEM, and I totally agree. I also think it's important just, like, equality in general, like, both between men and women, so more men in, like, social careers.
Yeah.
Because there's missing a lot of them, like, I don't know, even, like, teachers, psychologists and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So that's something I really like to see, like a balance, which also, like you said, comes from every step, like, the way you're educated since you're young. So,
yeah, I 100% agree that it needs to be from both sides improved, and, yeah. Just from the beginning, started to work on that.
Yeah. So thank you so much for coming today. And for anyone who is here in like Enschede, they should definitely come to the activities you'll be doing for International Women's Day.
Yeah. So. Thank you so much for having
yeah,
us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And also just a reminder that there is International Women's Day happening this week. If you're in Enschede or even the Netherlands, there's a bunch of cool expositions and events happening from March 4th to the 8th. To learn more about the march and events, you can go to the link in the bio if you're on YouTube or the Instagram, Ambitious Woman UT. Go follow the Ambitious Woman UT Instagram and the podcast, as we just started our Instagram page, so go check it out.